A quick warning. This episode contains discussions of domestic and intimate partner violence. Please check the show notes for a more detailed description and take care of yourself. Thanks for listening. This is The Missing Piece, a podcast by Milwaukee PBS. In this 8-part series, we've explored the crisis of deadly domestic violence in the city of Milwaukee.
Into our newsroom tonight, Milwaukee police say domestic abuse is behind a homicide this morning.
The 100 domestic violence victims in Wisconsin were killed last year.
Domestic violence is a root cause of a significant amount of violence in our city.
We've hovered a magnifying glass on the different parts of the system and what leads to increased violence and decreased accountability.
How many times were you reaching out for help?
Oh, I would say probably more than 10 times.
How would you assess the effectiveness and the job performance of the Milwaukee Police Department and the DA's office in all this?
I call it luck of the draw.
We've heard from those on the front lines of the crisis, advocates, law enforcement, those who have lost loved ones, and those who made it out, survivors.
That was the moment where I was just like, okay, this is starting to get a little scary. Within 10 seconds from that conversation, I was on the floor in the corner, balled up in a fetal position. I'm like, my life is in this man's hand.
We've looked at the problem, but we've also spotlighted solutions. The people who make up the programs working to make a difference and save lives, whether it's providing legal assistance, temporary housing, maybe even just someone to tell you things will get better. Numbers show talking to someone, just one person, increases a victim's chance at survival.
But sadly, 2024 marks a critical time for a lot of the programs we introduce you to in our series. Wisconsin will see a 70% cut in federal funding to domestic violence and sexual assault services thanks to a dwindling pot of money from the Victims of Crime Act, commonly referred to as VOCA funding. 135 programs across the state use these VOCA funds, but experts warn that when the cuts take effect, it will only be able to fund 52.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Ashley Lutheran warns what that might look like as a situation goes from bad to worse.
That is a huge decline. And this is setting aside the fact that advocates have long said we don't fund these services the way we need to, at the level we need to. I mean, I hear regularly from victims and survivors who are trying to access housing or shelter, and they're just encountering wait lists. So to quote Jenna Gormel from End Abuse Wisconsin, who's the policy director, she knows this inside and out. Her point was, these are closures. It's not programs. It's just whole organizations being, quote, absolutely obliterated.
We asked some of these organizations what these cuts would mean for their program.
We don't know what family law services we're going to be able to offer come October 1st of next year.
We're going to lose staff.
We have 5 VOCA-funded advocates. So that is a big chunk of our advocacy. All of our DBSA advocates, they will be all wiped out.
I'm nervous overall, like big picture, I'm nervous for everybody, not just high-risk team necessarily, but just everybody who receives VOCA funding across the state, right? So many people that I've talked to, I'm very concerned about it. I think we're gonna see some negative impacts from it for sure. What I worry more about is the ones that haven't hit this threshold for the high-risk team that potentially are gonna escalate much, much faster because of those cuts in funding, right? So these cases, I think, will continue to get the attention they need. So I'm not as worried it's the other ones.
There is some temporary relief on the way. In late March of 2024, Governor Tony Evers approved $10 million in state funding that will be a lifeline for agencies serving domestic violence and sexual assault victims.
So to put it plainly, there's still so much more up in the air than what we could fit in this 8-part series. But in this final episode, we want to speak to those who are still out there, those who have or are working to overcome silence, isolation, and at times, defeat. In the words of organizer and activist Mary Harris, Mother Jones, pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living. Dear someone,
what it takes to become free is worth every bit of what you discover while working to remain free. Leaving was the hardest decision I ever made at one point in my life. It took letting go of the fairy tale happy ending of my daughter being raised in a 2-parent home with her biological mother and father. It took me packing up my entire life and moving to an entire different city on my own with a one-year-old. It took me having to adjust to being a single mother. It took feelings of guilt and shame. It took hundreds of nights crying myself to sleep, uncertain of how things were going to work out, or if I had even made the right decision. It took masking my true emotions and stamping a smile on my face as I navigated my new reality, trying my very best to hide the pain. It took deep-rooted confusion for still having love for someone who never was able to love me the way that I know I deserved. It took me losing everything just to become free. The irony.
My message for hope for women who are experiencing domestic violence is to remember that you are loved and that you don't have to rely on this particular relationship to be loved. That there are people, we're out here, we love you, and we're willing to make the interventions that will help you find safe shelter, to be able to maintain your employment, to be able to make sure that you escape in a safe way. Just know that there are resources out there, people working 24 hours, 7 days a week to make sure that you're safe.
And yet I can look back now with full confidence and gratitude even, because freeing myself was the best thing I ever did. Choosing to remain free allowed me to discover how damn strong I really am. Choosing to remain free taught me how to never give up on myself.
Dear beautiful someone, I too was in your place. I experienced the most horrific situations possible. I loved them, and I thought they would change. I would help them change, but it would only get worse, to the point of near death. But one day I finally did it. I made the choice to do whatever it took to be free. I finally left. It wasn't easy, but I can tell you that today I am at peace. I am free. Just know that we will be there for you with open arms. We will help you to experience the love and freedom of letting go. Just imagine the day of total happiness, the day you choose you. I know you don't know me, but I am sending so much love to you and your family. Sincerely, love.
Dear someone, you are worthy. In this moment, you may feel worthless, but lift your head up, wipe those tears, and know that God has you. You are loved, you are appreciated, you are seen, and you are not alone.
Choosing to remain free helped me to rediscover my self-worth and my self-love. Choosing to remain free made me brave, courageous, and resilient. Choosing to remain free, I discovered the power of forgiveness of him and of myself. I am no different, nor am I more capable than you. The purpose of freedom is to create it for others. Nelson Mandela.
Sincerely, Hill.
We're your hosts, Alexandria Mack
and Scotty Lee Myers. We leave you with an excerpt by Lucille Clifton.
Here on this bridge between starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand, come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. If you or someone you know is going through a crisis or need help, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. Resources specific to Milwaukee can be found in our show notes.
The Missing Piece is hosted and produced by Alexandria Mack and Scotty Lee Myers. Other members of our team include sound engineer Grant Martin, engineering manager Arlene Giuliani-Kazorik, and digital content manager Carol Burns. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of this reporting, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating.